This is Jay Krishnamurti's fifth public talk in Sanand, 1974.
We have been talking over together the nature and the structure of thought, its place and its limitations, and all the processes and functions involved in the movement of thought. If I may, this morning, rather lovely after all these days of rain and clouds, see the mountains, the shadows and the rivers, and the pleasant smell of in the air. I'd like to talk about this morning what is responsibility, which is to be answerable to what? In observing objectively, without any opinion or judgment of what is going on in the world, the recent war, the appalling misery and confusion, who is responsible or answerable to all this? To really find the right response, which is right answer, we must look at the whole phenomenon of existence. At the one end, you have the extraordinary development of technology, which is almost destroying the earth. At the other end, you have what may be called the hope, the demand, the entreatment of God, truth, or what you will. There is this vast spectrum. And we seem to answer only to a very small part of it. There is this vast field of existence, of our daily living, and we seem to be incapable of responding to the whole of it, not just part of it. And so we must find out for ourselves what is the right response, what is the right answer to all this. If we merely answer or responsible to a very small part of it, which is ourselves and our little circle and our little desires, our petty little responsibilities, our selfish enclosed movement. If we only respond to that, neglecting the whole of it, then we are bound to create not only suffering for ourselves, but we are suffering for the whole of mankind. Because as we said the other day, our consciousness is its content. And when there is the transformation,